June's voice came over the intercom.
Captain Solo, I haven't identified exactly where we are yet.
Well, keep working on it. I'm sure you can figure it out. Let me know when you do.
Of course,
June said.
But I thought I should report...
Look, I'm kind of busy here, Han said. So unless we're under attack, hold the reports until you're done. There was a moment of silence. Then June asked,
Do you want me to wait until we're actually under attack?
What? Han turned, banging the side of his head on a strut. Blast! What do you mean, actually?
Han, it looks like we're still in colony territory,
Leia said, breaking in.
We've got a swarm of dark ships coming.
Rotter. Han pulled on the second burn glove. Okay, forget the cooldown. Recalculate the rest of the jump using 3/4 power and go. This shouldn't take long.
You found the problem.
June's voice was full of awe.
Already?
Even better. Han reached up to the regulator and shut down the damaged coolant line. I've found a fix. He closed the access panel and started forward. Han had barely stepped onto the flight deck when June reported,
We have to recalibrate the warp controller. The heat buildup caused a performance spike in the number 2 nacelle, and we veered off course by 7/1000ths of a degree.
We don't have time, Han said. Just run a compensation program. June ran the compensation program. Then they jumped back into hyperspace and spent the next quarter hour riding in silence, watching status readouts and listening for the faintest hum in the coolant lines. Finally, Han felt confident enough to pronounce the emergency passed. He sent June back to tell the others they could return to their bunks, then looked over to find Leia staring raptly into her display, biting her lower lip as she double-checked June's compensation parameters against status readouts. Han activated his own display and went to work running sensor tests, trying to locate the fault that had prevented the safety system from detecting the coolant problem before it grew critical. I don't know where we serviced the hyperdrive last time, Han said, but the next time we're in the neighborhood, remind me to send them a concussion missile. Bad coolant? Leia asked. Yeah, and that's not all, Han said. Some short circuit ran a double status feed from the number 2 nacelle. Really? Leia grew thoughtful. I wonder what the chances of making those two mistakes are.
Approximately 112,000 to 1, Princess Leia,
C-3PO said helpfully.
The hangar staff at the Jedi Temple are generally quite proficient.
That's where we got our last coolant change? Without waiting for a reply, Han turned to Leia. Something smelled bad to you?
Very, she said. Sabotage?
That'd be my bet, Han said.